بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد. Respected elders, brothers, mothers and sisters listening at home, in last night's Taraweeh Salah we commenced with Surah Yusuf, and this Surah will continue into the 13th Juz, which we will recite tonight inshallah. Surah Yusuf is named after the great Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Nabi Yusuf alayhi salatu wa salam, regarding whom Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had mentioned, Al-Kareem, Ibn al-Kareem, Ibn al-Kareem, Ibn al-Kareem, that he is the honorable one, the son of the honorable one, the son of the honorable one, the son of the honorable one, four generations. And what was meant by this is that he is Yusuf, the son of Yaqub alayhi salam, also a Nabi, the son of Ishaq alayhi salam, also a Nabi, and the son of Ishaq was the son of Ibrahim alayhi salam, four generations of Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam. This particular surah, ulama explain, has three distinctions over other surahs. Number one, from the large or lengthy surahs, this was one of the few to be revealed all at once. Maulana mentioned some time back in one of the other surahs that the norm when it came to the longer surahs was that they were revealed bit by bit, verse by verse, and later on Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam then put the entire thing together. But Surah Yusuf, despite being a lengthy surah, was revealed all at once. The second distinction is that this is the only surah to discuss the life story of Nabi Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam. Other Anbiya, Nabi Musa, Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam and others, we find that their life lessons are mentioned in different surahs. Some in the beginning of the Quran, towards the end of the Quran. But Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam's entire life story is mentioned only in this surah. And the third distinction is that his entire life story is mentioned in chronological order. Nabi Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, when we look at his life story, then at times Allah will mention an incident that took place later in his life, and then sometime after that, Allah will mention an incident from his childhood. But Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam's incident is mentioned all in chronological order. There are many, many, many lessons that we can take from this surah, but just one very important lesson which comes right in the beginning of Surah Yusuf. In fact, we heard this in last night's Taraweeh Salah, when Allah makes mention of a very amazing dream that was seen by Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam. He was a young boy, perhaps not even in his teens or maybe in his early teens. And he sees that there are 11 stars, the sun and the moon, and they all are making sajda to him. They are prostrating before him. So of course, this is something alarming. He is unsure what the interpretation is. So immediately he goes to his father, Yaqub alayhi salatu wasalam, and this also shows us the level of trust that he had in his father and the relationship that the two of them shared. And he presents this dream before his father. Yaqub alayhi salatu wasalam, and this is a lesson for every parent specifically who wants to share the achievements of their children, but he looks at the best interests of his child. And he says, "Oh my beloved son, ya bunayya, la taqsus ru'yaka ala ikhwatik. Do not narrate this dream of yours to anybody, leave alone your own brothers also. Why? Fayakidu laka kayda. It is possible that they may have some enmity within their heart for you, what we generally call nazar, the evil eye. They may look at your achievement with a bad heart, and this will then cause some harm to you." Mufassirin then mentioned the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the hadith that appears in Bukhari Sharif, Al-aynu haqqun. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says the effect of the evil eye is a reality. Now of course this does not mean that every time some calamity happens we must think somebody did something to me or looked at me in an evil way. But it is a reality. A person who is deprived of a bounty and he looks at somebody else who has that bounty and he doesn't make dua for him, he's envious, he's jealous of him, then this could cause some difficulty or some harm to the person. What is the solution? Very quickly, the hadith of Anas bin Malik radiallahu anhu, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explains how does a person protect himself. One is, of course, we do not broadcast our achievements. As far as possible, we conceal whatever bounties Allah has given to us. But sometimes some bounties are such that they will be exposed to people. You bought a new car, somebody sees it, or a person was blessed with a child. So this is something that people will come to know of. Anas bin Malik's riwayat, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, that any person who Allah gives a bounty to, whether it be wealth, children, whatever it may be, and when he sees this bounty and he enjoys the bounty, he takes some joy out of it, and he recites, "Masha Allah, la quwwata illa billah." Masha'Allah, la quwwata illa billah, then he will not see any difficulty or any harm in that bounty besides the inevitable calamity of death. His family members, his children, his wife, they will one day have to leave this world. But other than the calamity of death, no calamity will befall his wealth, his children, any bounty that Allah has blessed him with, because he has protected it by reciting, MashaAllah, la quwwata illa billah. Allah give us tawfiq and understanding. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.